you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yay.
It sounded like you weren't on speaker before.
No, I didn't do anything different.
Well, you have a new phone, so.
I know. That's why I had to sign in.
Yeah, when you get new stuff, sign back in.
Yeah.
It doesn't automatically just know who you are.
It should. It all transferred over.
In my experience, the transfer from the store to your new phone to your old phone never is a good idea.
What should you do?
You should get your new phone and start from zero and download Facebook, download Twitter, download Instagram, and go from there.
Oh my gosh.
Well, what other apps have you been using?
I use a bunch. I use my bank apps.
Okay, download the bank app.
I know, I have a bunch.
No, you don't need it. Think of it as spring cleaning.
No.
You know, it's better than doing what you're doing right now.
Well, maybe. I just won't buy a new phone. I'm going to keep my old phone forever.
No. New phone every year is the go-to.
Oh, gosh.
Well, welcome back.
Yes.
It's been a very speedy week.
Speedy, speedy. Time flies when you're having fun.
You're right. Well, should we start out with things we're obsessed with this week?
Okay, what are you obsessed with?
Well, I have two things. The first thing I'm obsessed with is this YouTuber named Christian Guzman. Oh. And he is a bodybuilder that lives in Houston. And he is documenting, he calls it Summer Shred. And he documents every day during his 12-week shred for his bodybuilding competition. And it's just absolutely fascinating.
Wow. What does he document?
Everything.
His workout, his eating.
Everything, yeah. Well, he also owns his own gym, like a one-off gym, you know, like a bodybuilder kind of gym. So he's in his gym. He does his work. Then he'll do his recap. I'm about to eat 20 grams of protein and 5 carbs. And then he goes, works out. He does his workout, videos his workout. It's just super interesting. And he actually hired a videographer because evidently this is like his, like, he has like a million subscribers. So this is like his 10th time doing it, his summer shred. And so the photographer like edits super cool video, like all these cool edits and stuff. And it's just, I'm obsessed with it. And he who shall not be named, who works with me, also watches them. So we get to talk about it. And it's like, I'm invested. I can't wait to see his competition, which is in 7 days. It's 4 days. It's Saturday. 3 days.
So
three days.
What's his progress been? Like, can you see a transformation?
Well, he lost 20 pounds.
Wow.
And he went from, he was like a regular looking muscle guy that works out.
Yeah.
To now completely shredded. Like, you can see his veins, his muscles, everything.
Well, very cool. You gonna do that?
Compete?
Yeah.
No.
Like Teresa?
I'd have to, like, you have to, like, basically lock yourself in your room.
Yeah. I think you have to have a body type or else it's impossible.
No, that's not true.
Well, I think it is. So, it's harder for some people. Some people just don't show any muscle. Like, if Daddy did it, he could probably go on stage and be ripped.
Yeah, but it's
zero fat.
But it's all about preparation. I mean, maybe somebody would take 6 months to get down instead of 12 weeks, but everybody's body can lose weight and everybody's body can build muscle. Some people are going to have to eat triple the amount of what other people are going to eat, but you can do it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's like saying I'm big boned. Everybody's bones are the same size.
No, they're not. You're not going to say Shaquille O'Neal has the same size bones as you.
Okay, but when people say I'm just big boned, that's not a thing.
It is a thing. There's such a thing as a large frame or a small frame.
Okay, but that okay. Well, people say I'm big boned, aka I don't want to lose weight.
Well, it just means you're a bigger person. You know, you're broad shoulders. You're tall.
Well, okay. So I'm obsessed with that. And then the second thing I'm obsessed with is I watched a 50 Things You Didn't Know About the Jersey Shore recap.
Oh, tell.
And as everybody knows, we are both always obsessed, have been obsessed with the Jersey Shore.
We're so classy.
Yeah. There was just, there's some things like the rules in the house were like, you could only talk on the duck phone. You can only talk on the duck phone for 30 minutes a day.
Made those rules?
MTV.
Oh, okay.
You weren't allowed outside of the house without permission. You had to give the crew an hour's time before you went out. You couldn't go out by yourself. You had to go out with somebody else in the cast.
Wow.
So it was just very interesting. It brought back a lot of good memories of the Jersey
Shore. Where'd you see that? Online?
On YouTube.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Gym 10. Laundry.
Yeah. Good times.
I love them.
Well, are you obsessed with anything today?
Well, I've been really, it's not anything exciting like you, but I have been studying my nutrition curriculum and have a new breakthrough tip this week. It's going to change your life.
Okay.
You don't have to do anything but slow down your meal eating. Chew twice as much. Put your fork down. Slow your eating down. It should take 20 minutes to eat a meal.
But I'm going to play devil's advocate on that and not say you don't have to do anything but change how fast you eat.
Okay.
I mean, you can get behind that, right?
Well, I'm not saying if that's all you do, you're going to lose 100 pounds. But it will make a difference in your satisfaction.
Yeah.
Your absorption of the food, your feeling of fullness, because it takes your body, your brain, 20 minutes to realize you are eating and you are full.
Yeah.
So if you finish your meal in 5 minutes, you're still hungry.
Yeah.
And you may eat more. So it's just a big, just kind of a habit that you just scarf down your food. So just a conscious slowing down and see what happens.
Yeah. So I think it definitely has to do with your feeling more so than like if it actually is going to make a difference in terms of like weight loss.
Well, I think there's been studies that you feel fuller. You don't eat the whole meat. You don't eat your whole plate.
Okay. Well, I've been doing it for 2 days now and I've eaten the entire plate for the record.
Yeah, but you're greedy.
Yeah, but I'm just saying I don't like that phrase of like you don't have to do anything else because I feel like that's a lie. Like you have to eat well. You can't just say, oh, all you have to do is just eat one donut
take
a day.
20 minutes to eat your donut and you'll be good.
Yeah, I don't like you have to eat better, but I think for sure it makes you feel less like I'm gonna barf after I eat and my stomach's all bloated and I'm
bloating feeling, right,
and just feel better. But I don't know about like this is a weight loss trick. I think this
kind of along the same lines as drink all your water. I mean, it's not like, well, that's gonna make you lose weight, but it really,
that's true,
you know, helps with digestion and fullness and
all of it
absorption. Anyway, so I've been kind of obsessed with my nutrition.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well, let's talk about the Bachelorette.
Okay.
Okay, absolutely, 100%, the worst Bachelorette episode so far, and I might even say ever. Besides
we'll
Becca's season.
We'll never get those 2 hours back.
I literally wasted an hour of my time doing nothing.
I mean, I was so excited because I thought she was going to send Luke home.
I was so excited.
I wrote that down. Luke goes home? Huh?
I thought that there was going to be a fight.
I know. I don't know. He's just insane. I mean, it's not the editing. He is just literally insane.
I don't think he's insane. I think he's literally the densest person. He can't. It's like hitting a brick wall. He can't.
But he's got delusions of grandeur. Like, he's just, like, so great. Like, and then that little scene where he comes back in and he just wants to scream.
Oh, my gosh. That was nauseating. He was like, I'm going to stand right here because I'm going to scream. I was like, what? And he was like, Hannah. I like you, and I think I'm great.
I know. See, delusions of grandeur.
And, I mean, say what you want about Hannah. She's a hoe. She's annoying. But she has at least a brain.
That's why I keep thinking that the producers, I want to know once and for all, somewhere, I keep listening to these interviews with these past contestants. I keep reading what they tweet and everything. I want to know what the producers really have to do with all of that. I want to know if they tell them right down to who you go on the one-on-one with to who gets to stay.
These producers must be like some like borderline serial killers if they can just convince these people to continue to just be their absurd character so much so for the editing. You know what I mean? Like, unless
well, of
they tell
they
them
do. They're
act
they're,
like
they're
this.
Playing a part. It's like they're on a Broadway show or something.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying if they can convince them to keep being this stupid without saying you're gonna be a character, then they're like borderline murderers, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Psychopaths. Yeah. Like if they can convince you, oh yeah, go up to Hannah again and just talk about your feelings again.
Yeah.
Or do they say, okay,
your
lines. Yeah. Well, that's what they say happens. Or do they say, your lines are, Hannah, I think I'm great.
No, I don't think it's that explicit. I think it's just, hey, I think you should go back in there, you know, because you should tell her this, you know, you should tell her, you know.
Well, it was mind numbing.
But I know, because how about I can't even stand to look at him.
Yeah. How about the white slit? I was like, damn. Her body looks
good. She looks
good.
Yeah.
She got some personal training.
That will show every bump and lump and cottage cheese there is.
You couldn't even see where her microphone was on her back.
No. She looked really good. How about another pair of white pants? How about when Tyler was getting dressed?
Oh, yeah.
His white pants were so tight, you could see the line on his boxer briefs across his thigh.
He looks
that's
good.
Pretty dang tight.
He looks good. But yeah. I hope you saw my Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. You can see my live tweet or my live posts.
Your critique.
Yeah. I said that he looks like the president of KA.
Yeah.
And at Texas State, I know they're different everywhere. At Texas State, KA was like the broiest white guy. Like that was the frat house directly across from my dorm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I said Connor was his little bro.
Yes.
I cracked myself up.
I can see it.
Yep.
Hey.
Yeah. So this is my little bro, Connor. Everybody say hi, Connor. Hi, Connor. And he is now a member of Pi Epsilon Theta.
Yay.
Cheers. Anyways, so Jed has a girlfriend.
Oh, that's the latest. That came out on Twitter yesterday. Reality Steve had to break the story, but it wasn't him. The girlfriend.
So is she mad or what?
Well, here's what she said. She couldn't keep, she wasn't going to come forward or public because she felt like it was something private and it would just make her look like the bad guy. And she didn't want to do that or just make her look like she was petty or, you know, like she wanted to just rise above it. You know, he was dating her and then all of, you know, and then he leaves her to go to The Bachelor. And she wasn't going to say anything because he kind of like, it's not like, oh, we're dating and I'm going to go do this thing and I'll be back for you. Okay, honey. No, it was like, she thought they were like, had a real relationship, and then she feels like he dumped her to go on The Bachelor because she never heard from him again.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, so that's the thing. But the night before he left to go to LA, he was with her.
Nothing wrong with that.
They had been vacationing together. They only dated a few months, but she said, you know, she felt like they were exclusive and they were saying, I love you to each other. And then all of a sudden, what's the word? Ghosted?
Yeah. Well, nothing wrong with that. And we all know the only reason Jed is on there as a musician is to build his career.
Yeah. So
but I would even say if this was real life and he was hanging out with this girl and then the next day he decided to date another girl, I mean, you're not married.
Well, so. Yeah. And I mean, you know, except
that would be considered ghosted though.
Yeah. Except if she says, so when was your last relationship? And he says, oh, you know,
I don't think they've had that conversation.
Well, I don't know. I can't.
She hasn't had any in-depth conversations at all. Never like, remember when they used to say like, well, what is your mom like? Like, what was your last relationship? Yeah. And they would be like, yeah, well, we were in love and he dumped. Like, they haven't had any conversation like
I know.
That.
Or, yeah, I have a sister that has Down syndrome. Yeah. And my dad got divorced.
Yeah,
and,
they used to always talk about that.
I mean, now it's like it was always so serious. And now it's like all they do is fight.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting twist, producers. Interesting. Well, so, shall we move on? Because that was the most boring show ever.
Oh, the recap. Well, we got to mention the recap. What the heck?
Why? It's boring. Why do we have to mention it?
Well, the reason. Why?
Okay, that's enough.
They've never had that before. They ran out of stuff to talk about?
They ran out of content. That's what we call a Q&A blog.
And Chris Harrison, quote of the night. It's only because they care so much about you, Hannah.
Yeah. It's like, Chris Harrison is disgusting as well.
Oh, God. He's becoming just annoying as heck.
Yeah. Well, let's move on.
Please. Well, I have one more thing.
Please. Okay.
This season's Colton jumped the fence, you know, and we waited week after week after week to see the fence jumping. This season, it's Hannah saying, that's right. I have had sex and Jesus still loves
me. Oh, yeah. I can't
I'm waiting to see that.
I love that Luke is like, if she's had sex before, I'm leaving. I'm like, good.
She's only kissed 5 guys.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I fell off my chair. I was like, that is bullshit. Anyway.
She still played it up.
Yeah.
Still. Well, Hannah, your nose is red. You've been kissing more than that.
Yeah. Well, now she's kissed 10 at once. So,
yeah. In all the same night.
Please, can we move on? Okay. Please. I'm begging you. Please.
Okay.
Okay. Let's talk about, did you watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Yes.
If
we
I haven't
covered
already,
that one quick.
If I'm not already dead from The Bachelorette, boring, I'm now deader from this.
I mean, a trip to Paris could not have been more boring to me, or France, wherever the heck they're at.
They cannot get drunk enough to keep this even exciting. They were so drunk, not even kind of entertaining.
No, and I mean, the funniest part was when Kyle imitated Teddy and walked like a boy that got off a horse.
Yeah. I mean, and even Erica Jane thinks this is boring.
Oh yeah, she's done.
Yep,
she's done. You know, and then they start picking on her, like,
yeah,
that's totally producer forced.
Yeah,
is for Teddy and Kyle to be picking on Erica.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be with us.
Come on. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Go ahead.
I did hear on Heather McDonald's podcast that Erica Jane's glam squad did not come, and she said it was very clear. And when I saw this episode, I was like, wow, it is very clear.
Well, somebody said that it's not because that Mr. Girardi is broke. That it's because the producers didn't allow it because it was too much,
people.
Just too much. Yeah. Too much people, too much, you know, keeping track of people. They can't all stay in the chateau. So then they would have had to get hotel rooms and the logistics of it all.
Yeah. Well, I did think that the whole confronting Erica was so annoying, and Teddy is so weak. It's comical.
She's nothing. She's got nothing. And then they even come up with Kyle having an eating disorder. Who as a teenager didn't like skip a few meals to try to lose weight?
Who as a teenager didn't throw up all their meals? Come on.
Well, I know I did that. I mean, I heard one of my friends had lost 9 pounds because she didn't eat dinner for 2 weeks in a row. So I'm like, man, I could do that. I tried it. My daddy was fussing at me.
Yeah.
You need to eat. I mean, everybody, I mean, I wouldn't call that an eating disorder.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, let's move on. That was boring.
Yeah, it was boring as heck. Camille's house burned. That was kind of.
Yeah. And bye bye, Lisa Vanderpump. Not even on the show.
I know. They do her intro, and I'm like, why did they even keep that on there?
I know. I'm sure Andy Cohen was like, what the hell are we going to do? So, let's talk about my favorite show. I know you're not really into it right now, but Below Deck.
Well, and I don't know what's wrong with my DVR. It keeps cutting me off.
Oh, yeah. Well, mine got cut off as well, but then I finished it. So,
okay. Well,
the chef
I have
is about to get fired because she cannot cook. And so they have to get the third stew to help her cook. And then they're fighting in the kitchen because I love that third stew, Stasia. She's like, I'm asking you, do you want me to put the asparagus on the plate? And she's like,
Okay, well, let's start at the beginning, though. Let's start on the night out. How lame was that?
For real. Hannah is any person to jump on a bandwagon to isolate someone.
Yeah, it's like, okay, who can we pick on tonight?
Or hopefully that's for the
this
show.
This charter. I hope so, because it's like, you know, I don't know. She's the logic, you know, they started picking on the Russian, which that's easy. That was an easy one.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's like, she's as mad as everybody else, and she doesn't even know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she's like, I'm not going to work with somebody like that. And like, she was talking to Joao, and Joao was kind of like, okay. Like,
yeah. And he keeps saying, I need to stay professional. I need to, I need to not let myself get crazy like I did last time. Here she is all in the gutter for no reason.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but I don't know. I thought it was a pretty disappointing night out because that's usually what I like.
Yeah, me too. I did take another note, a side note. How come Hannah can call Captain Sandy just Sandy, but the deckhand guy has to refer to her as Captain? She always says, thank you, Sandy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sandy.
I think maybe just because they're friends for a long time. I don't know.
It's a little bit of a double standard.
A lot. Yeah. Girl power. Go.
Yeah.
Well, but then the Russian should be good. She's not. Yeah. What did she serve? Like crab meat in a can?
Yes. Everything. I wrote disgusting food.
And so what?
They might as well just have frozen pizza.
Yeah, that would be better.
Yeah, you'd just be like, oh, some Totino's.
Hot Pockets. Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
Bagel Bites.
No, the little ones.
Yeah, the little pizza bites.
Yeah, I love those.
Every time you bite one, it burns your palate because they're hot inside.
You have to blow it.
I know.
So good. Man,
those are good. That would be so good. And then she could pop some popcorn and they could have some Diet Coke. Good time. Yeah.
And just pretend like it's a summer snack.
It's all no cooking snacks in the summer.
Yeah.
Enjoy your chowder.
Yeah.
I can't understand anybody. And I have to read the whole show. It's pretty annoying. I'm trying to like it, but.
Yeah, I can get behind that. But the first two that's like, every 5 seconds.
She's just so dumb. She's not like, dumb. She's silly and stupid.
Well, I think I don't know if that's like part of her culture or her life, but the only way she can get attention is to be absurd or to be like,
yes, the derogatory. The thing with the, I stuck my finger in my butthole and felt the poop come out.
Yeah, what's WTF?
I have never heard anything like that. I mean, who does? And then she's talking to them about it while she's eating. They're all sitting at the table. Gross. And then
looks like everybody's just looking at her like.
Well, the wild hair guy in his confessional goes, you know, she just says whatever she feels. And, you know, she doesn't mind being the butt of the joke. I can get behind that, you know, like.
Ugh. Yeah.
I don't know. She's just not amusing, not funny. I can't imagine Hannah's putting up with that crap.
Well, not.
She's going to be the next one. Yeah. She'll be the next one.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, because that's all I saw.
Well, let's talk about Southern Charm Charleston.
Okay.
So, Catherine's boyfriend is a turtle.
He is.
I was like, I haven't seen something that uncomfortable on TV in a hot second.
He looks like Charlotte's husband on Sex in the City.
Ew, with the tea bags.
Right?
Yeah. And then he gives her the flowers. She comes in the kitchen and she like jumps on the counter with her foot to saw off the stems of the flowers to put them in a bowl. I was like, is she high?
There's something going on with her because I don't know, like the scene with Danny talking to her. It's like she can't even talk. And she's like, whatever.
Yeah, I think she's high.
Whatever. It's like she has zero personality, zero appeal. And they're all like, Catherine, 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 Catherine. And it's like, let her go. Who cares?
Yeah.
But
I think she's probably taking Xanax for quote unquote some anxiety or something.
Yeah.
And she's so strung out. She's high.
She has no conversation. I mean, I guess she talked about Whitney when they went to the winery thing, but I don't know. I just find everybody else is so happy or, you know, talking
animated.
And she's just like a big side parted redhead bump on a log. I don't know. She's big boned. You see how big she is?
She's gained weight. She's but not big like, boned because I saw her in season one.
But like she's standing next to Chelsea with her little 1985 Guess jeans size 2.
Yeah. Chelsea's small.
Oh but my gosh.
I think Danny is worse than Catherine. Danny is such, she's a little gnat.
She's just what? Like
a gnat. She's just like hanging around and like buzzing around and like she has nothing to give. She just wants to be, she's riding her coattails. She wants to be in the situation. She's like, I'm trying to be your friend over and over. And it's like,
yeah, I think that has to do with it. That has a lot to do with it.
Well,
yeah,
I can't stand her.
Yeah, I like her artwork.
No, they yeah, showed... I didn't. How about the boys on the camping trip?
They are insane. I mean, they're just so... The girls knew how to camp better than them. I mean...
They
couldn't even open the door to the RV.
The producers made them be like that and do all of that. They had no conversation. Oh, don't forget, show Austin's beer. Austin shows the beer. Okay, now talk about what you're going to do. Talk about your dating. Okay, now once we get here, we're going to cook. Okay, you guys? So cook.
Yeah, like, and drive 8 hours, but not even them. They had a person a driving driver. Them. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's so stupid. That was crazy. Okay, well, I have a quote of the night from the RV trip. Okay. Whitney showing when he was talking about his band, and they showed pictures of him and his different bands. Yeah. He said, I was like the Bieber in my day.
Yeah, and I'm like, who are you?
You mean Justin Bieber?
Yeah. I think he was trying to refer to the hairstyle.
Maybe.
Fame status, because maybe. Justin Bieber's been a bajillionaire since he was like 9.
Yeah.
But why is Whitney even there? That's what I wrote. Why is Whitney even there?
The same reason Patricia came to the pillow party. I mean, they need to stay relevant, I guess. Whitney created the show. Did you know that?
I know that.
So yes. He's like the last standing.
Creative enough to not be in it anymore.
Yeah. To get out or to be in it and be relevant. I mean, open a bar, you know, be a band on the weekends at your bar, make it a scene, make all the people come or something. You know, like Vanderpump. Yeah. Do something like that. I mean, and like, don't go Craig on a camping trip in an RV. Craig did what?
Craig throws the wiener at him.
I know, because he's a vegetarian and he wasn't going to eat the meat.
I just, that entire scene, I wasn't even looking at it. I was looking at my phone and I was just listening to it. And I was like, this is mind numbing.
I know. And then them arguing about the barbecue. They did that last year. Same.
Yes.
Word for word. Craig and Shep trying to barbecue. And
exactly. I forgot about that. They did flashback.
And then Austin in the middle saying, y'all quit it. Y'all stop fighting.
Yeah. Madison.
They showed it again. They show it every week.
Every single week. I would too. I love it. That's like gold.
I love it. I don't know which girl recorded that, but she needs a prize.
Did you see Madison's crooked mouth?
Yes. Does she like, she's like she has a palsy or something. Like, maybe. She's literally paralyzed. Yeah, she is.
I think she's really pretty.
What's the deal?
Prettier than Chelsea. Like,
oh, yeah. Chelsea just pops into her shop and she's like, hey, well, I think we ought to like be partners. What do you think? And it's like, what? Where did that come from?
Well, they've been friends.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole argument about Austin talking crap about Chelsea to Madison, and Madison texted her and told her.
She screenshot the
yeah, Madison. But
she keeps getting him every time.
I know.
Yeah.
How about Cameron interviewing the nanny?
Oh, that's so dumb. I know. There was just so much.
Why is she even acting like she cares? Because we know she doesn't care.
Yeah. Oh, that gives me so much anxiety right now. And it's like, go to work.
This about her baby climbing into the fireplace. Yeah. How often are you burning a fire in Charleston?
This old lady knows how to take care of kids. She's got kids and grandkids, and she comes from an agency.
And she's 100.
Go to work.
And she's 100.
Yeah. Go to work. That's what you want to do. You resent your husband because he gets to go to work. You go to work.
Yeah.
She didn't want to have that kid in the first place. So she should have stuck with that.
We're going to have a Tory Spelling situation here. Everything reports back to that.
That was a great reality show.
Yeah.
I used to like it.
It was. Shall we move on?
Yeah. What else we got? Oh, I didn't watch New York.
Yeah, it's on Thursday. So I just watched it.
Did they just
for the last two episodes. I'm not sure why, but we can talk about Southern Charm, NOLA.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting into that one.
Yeah, I like it.
That one's a lot better than the other Southern Charm.
Well, yeah. Maybe it's because there's new people. I don't know. Do we just get tired of the same people? Is that the problem?
I just don't think they have anything going on.
Yeah, you're right. They should, if they opened a bar or like when they did Naomi's restaurant or when they, anything.
Yeah.
They did camping.
They twice. Lost Rav. They lost. Camping? They lost Ravenel. That they yeah. just need to face it.
They haven't even gone to any parties.
No, they've had a pillow get together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, New Orleans, they got yeah. parties. They got stuff going on. That one chick, yeah. Reagan, is that her name?
Yeah.
With the squeaky voice.
It's because in New Orleans they always have the what's it called, the one band or what do they call it?
The second line.
The second line, yeah.
Burp, burp, burp,
burp, burp, yeah. Burp, 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 burp. We always yeah. have a party in NOLA. Well, yeah, I hate that girl. What is her name? Reagan, but I
Reagan.
Love the mean I love the mean girl. What's her name?
Tamika. Tamika and yeah, Jeremy are my favorite. I love them as a couple.
Yeah. And that, my friends, is a good example of an alpha and an alpha.
I agree. But they complement each other very well. But I do think that they have had some marital problems because I know last year.
Well, they have two alphas, so it's bound yeah. to happen a little bit.
He sat her down and he said, listen here.
Yeah. You woman. Said that last week.
Yeah. So, I mean, and they had gotten separated because Reagan keeps throwing that back in her face now. But
yeah.
Anyway.
I would rather be with another alpha and have marital problems and maybe get separated and yell at each other and all that and still be happy in the end. I'm just saying.
Well, I think there's a good balance. You just have to have a good balance. Sometimes you need to be the beta. Sometimes you need to be the alpha.
Nope. I'm never being the beta, just for the record. So,
well, then you better marry a beta.
Nope. I'm not marrying a beta because it's disgusting. It's like Luke P.
he's not a beta. He's a psycho.
He is so beta, it hurts to watch. He has no brain. There is no way. If he was in the real world, he would literally not have any ideas, go anywhere, do anything. He would literally just be in his house.
If he was a beta, he would be following the big alpha boy in the house, like Mike.
No, he's trying to follow the big alpha Hannah.
I don't know.
He's disgusting. He's a beta 100%. He has no balls at all.
I just think he's dumb. He thinks he's all that. So he thinks yeah. he's the alpha. I mean, he's
okay. Well, you can think you're the alpha and not be the alpha. I've had told you plenty of examples of that. Anyways, well. I love John guy and his style and his vibe and his whole like everything on NOLA.
I do too. I can't figure out if he's gay or not. And I can't remember last year if he was.
100% not.
Well, the other one's gay then. The one that's her cousin.
Yeah.
That, he's not that gay. Got the two of them together. He's gay. But I thought they had dated last year.
No.
I thought that's how he got in the group. But I don't know. I could be wrong. But no, he keeps telling the big football guy that he needs to get back in the game.
Yeah.
What's his name? We got to remember these people's names.
I don't know. I just call him the redhead football guy. I wrote down redhead football guy hasn't had sex in 8 months. And John was like, what?
Yeah. And then the other one that looks like SpongeBob SquarePants. Oh my God.
Squidward.
You're killing me with
poor
that.
Poor girl. I feel bad for her.
I know. How could we make her over? What would help? Her hair could be better. Yeah.
Her hair is the problem.
Well, her face is the problem, but.
Well, hi. How about on the same note of beta, Reagan's disgustingly repulsive boyfriend.
I love it. I love it. I can't. They are not writing his script. There is no way. That all comes from the heart.
And I'm not sure. Does he have some kind of like trust fund $1 billion estate?
Inheritance? I think so, because that's, in my opinion, the only reason she's with him.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I hope so.
That's why she went with the football player when this guy dumped her.
Then the football player got cut off.
Well, but she lived large for a good while. And then he retired or whatever. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, now they're engaged.
Well, I say she's pregnant.
And next week they'll be pregnant.
Yeah, I think she's pregnant. But since when in 2019 you need to get married when you're pregnant? I mean,
I guess when you're on a show.
No, unless the baby daddy got some money.
Well,
so
that sounds like a plan.
Yeah. She's pretty diabolical, I think.
Yeah, well, so, he's disgusting otherwise, so I hope that that's the plan.
Yeah, well, it ended in the French Quarter, and they're having a Halloween party, so they're all dressed crazy
and
costumes.
Tamika and her boyfriend, what's his name?
Her husband, Jeremy, yeah.
They look so good.
I thought everybody looked pretty good.
Well, so they look really good.
Yeah. They look good. What are their costumes? What were they?
They were the voodoo queen.
Oh,
queen of voodoo or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she had that big headdress on.
Yeah. They do
Why
look
does
good.
Why voodoo keep coming up in my life?
I don't know.
Voodoo gods, please be nice to me wherever you are.
Just stay away. That's the dark side.
Well, that's all. We're looking forward to next week when she announces she's pregnant.
Yeah. And then I think a big redhead football guy gets laid.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's the godfather or something.
No. Oh, well, maybe. I don't know. But, yeah. So, yeah. Well, I enjoy them. I enjoy their houses. I enjoy where they go. It's not... 2 weekends in a row in the woods camping. 1 week the girls, the next week the boys. I mean, come on.
Yeah, the producers on Southern Charm must be taking a nap.
I don't understand what's happening. Anyway,
I don't know. Well, what did you watch New York or no?
No, I did not. Went to do a little shopping after dinner and didn't even think about it.
Well,
tell me about it.
So you missed. Did you watch last week?
No, last week was my internet trouble, so I'm really in the dark.
Bethany has the big hyperventilating explosion at Luann, where she's like,
yeah,
screaming, "You never asked about Dennis. You never asked about Dennis." Like,
and everybody thought she was like having a heart attack or something.
Yeah, Dorinda was like, "You're gonna have a panic attack. Sit down." And Ramona started crying. So they finished that argument. Luann gets up and she's like, I'm leaving. I'm not dealing with this. I'm leaving. So she leaves and then she decides the producers tell her she has to come back. So then she comes back and Bethany calms down and she says, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have freaked out on you like that, but I should have spent more time on Dennis's sobriety than yours. And I was like, wow, that's real.
Oh, yeah.
So, and she went on this whole list of everything she did for Luann during her panic attack. She was like, I took you there. I called these people and I got you this lawyer. Like, she really, unless she's lying, she did a lot for her. So she was like, I picked you up and I took you there and I went back and I called your person. So.
And what's Luann saying?
She's just looking at her like she's in shock because Bethany looks like a monster, an exorcist.
That she needs an exorcist.
Yeah, like her eyeballs are like so far open and she doesn't blink. So then they leave the dinner and she's like, okay, I'm sorry I yelled at you, but I should have paid more attention to Dennis, basically. And so Dorinda has a talk with Bethany. I love Dorinda. Dorinda is so genuine. She's like, Bethany, I think you really need to deal with this and not keep pushing it aside and being like, I'm fine. And, you know, yeah, we can go past and Dennis is gone, but it's fine. And so they had a cry session. Tinsley was running around naked, but they all start talking about Tinsley's clothes because how is Tinsley affording all these clothes? And they think that that's the only reason that she's staying with Scott is so that she can keep getting all her clothes.
I thought they broke up.
Well, but she's still getting all these clothes.
Oh. So that's,
they're like, why are you still getting all these clothes?
Well,
and maybe that's why you can't.
Yeah, who pays her rent? I mean.
Yeah. So. Well, I assume she makes money on the show.
Yeah, but I think she's like staying in a hotel. I mean, that's like expensive.
Yeah, I don't know. But then Tinsley's dog dies because he has cancer.
Aww.
And she's like hysterical. And Ramona comes over. They can't write Ramona. So funny. She comes over and she goes, it's okay. It's okay. And she was like, oh, geez. You know, in her little confessional, she's like, geez. Yeah. She's like, it's okay. And she's like, she goes, she's gone to a better place. And Tinsley looks up and goes, she's a he.
And Ramona's like, who cares?
Yeah, Ramona's like looking at the, Sonia's there. She like looks at Sonia like.
I love them. They're my favorites.
Me too. They're the only real bitches on TV still.
I agree. And you know what?
You know that Ramona acts exactly like that when she's on camera.
Oh, yes. And Dorinda. All of them.
And Sonia. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, though, I heard Sonia's interview on Heather McDonald's podcast. And she wasn't as interesting or conversationalist.
She wasn't drunk or high.
Well, and it's like. No, well, I hope not. Well, maybe that's what makes her so interesting. But she, she didn't. It's like she didn't have any stories to tell, or she didn't want to. Like,
maybe she doesn't like Heather McDonald.
What?
Say maybe that she again? Doesn't like Heather McDonald.
I don't know. Maybe because Heather said she had never met her before. Maybe it was kind of just a weird. Awkward thing for the first time, like she just wasn't gonna open up, but like Heather would ask her stories, like ask her things, and she would kind of be like, yeah, no, it's like it was just really not Sonia.
Yeah, she didn't like her. She didn't like her.
Yeah.
And another thing about New York is they don't ever, it doesn't seem like they have to create a problem like they do on Beverly Hills. Like Erica doesn't want to hang out with us, like
Yeah.
Like, this is a legit problem. I took you to rehab, and I shouldn't have when my ex-boyfriend killed himself.
Well, like, it's because they have relationships even when the show's not airing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all intertwined. And they knew each other before. It's not like these group of people, like, nobody knew Erica Jane. Who's Erica Jane to the group?
Exactly.
Who's Teddy to the group? Anybody, because the same ones that started as friends, Lisa, Adrian Maloof, Kyle, those were the friends.
And her sister.
And Kim, right. Those were that they had relationships and a history. I mean, now it's like they just kind of are all like, oh, you know, yeah, you're my friend. I met you last week. I don't know.
That's true. That's why New York is the best franchise.
Yeah, well, OC still has some of that with Vicky and Tamra, but
Atlanta
they're losing
does.
It. Atlanta does, but anyway, I don't know.
Jersey kind of does.
Kind of.
Teresa and Melissa,
but they're adding new people that, like, the one from Turkey or Greece or wherever the heck she's from.
But. Marie, whatever, with the blonde hair. She's their friend from a long time.
Who?
What's her name? The one with the
with the pigtails.
What's Margaret. Her name, Marie?
Margaret.
Same thing.
Yeah.
The name with an M.
It was really good when they had Oh, what were the sisters' names? And the sister-in-law.
Dina and
what was the other one? The main sister.
Yeah, with the short red hair.
Caroline.
Yeah.
Caroline, Dina, and then the sister-in-law.
Manzo.
What was the sister?
The one with the autistic kid. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, they were all family. So that was real. That was good. Bravo needs to get on board and get some more of that going on. Or they're just, it's going to turn into like a chateau in Provence that was boring as heck.
And they try wine.
Yeah.
It's like my wine vlog was more entertaining than this.
Did you do it like that? Like swish it around in your mouth and then spit it in a big bowl?
No, because I like sweet wine. So if you're a sweet wine person, you're basically shit and they just give you a drink and then they talk to the red wine people.
Dang.
That's exactly what happened. They were like, this is Moscato. And then they'd be like, and this is from the vineyards of Italy down south of the border where there's more sunshine. Take a sip, sniff it. Swoosh it around, bend over, touch your toes.
And you were like, I need more Moscato, please.
Yeah, I was like, this is good. Does anybody care?
More.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you. So, anyway, what's next?
I don't know.
Well, we have a little bit of 411 on The Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes.
So we're excited for that. John Paul Jones. I can't wait because I can say John Paul Jones again.
And I have the spoiler, which is not really a spoiler because I don't know anybody by their name. And it was just kind of listed by names. I think there were 12 girls, three less. Yeah. So it would be 9 guys, 3 girls. So 3 girls go home. Did I do that right?
Yeah.
This is backwards.
I don't ever want to hear you talking about me not being able to do math.
I've never talked about you not being able to do math.
Oh.
So John Paul Jones does hook up with a girl. I don't know which girl because I don't know all of them by their names.
Also somebody without a brain.
Yeah. I mean, if I don't recognize their name.
John Paul Jones talk?
I don't know.
No, the answer's no.
I do know the names I did recognize. Demi. Tamisha. Is that how you say it? Tanisha.
Tanisha,
the one that went to the end with Colton when he jumped the fence. Kaylin. Also there when he jumped the fence.
Too much Botox.
Bibiana. The other Hannah. The one that was the favorite to be the bachelorette.
The deer in the headlights.
Yeah. And I think that's about the only girls I know.
Very boring if she was the bachelorette.
I think so too.
I have to give it to Hannah B.
I agree. I think she's as long as she doesn't act goofy, I like how she comes in and she tells them all to shut up and
I like
that.
Side note, back to my recap on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. When she goes, she comes in and she goes, it is not just one of you, it is all of you. And I was like, wow, that definitely reminds me of Drill Team. I've had a director, a captain, everybody say, it's not one of you, it's all of you. And I've also said it. So.
Yeah, and it's never all of you. It's always one. And everybody gets punished because of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, so Bachelor in Paradise has already begun. They've already done the first rose ceremony and
can't wait.
I know. And Jed, we'll see what happens to Jed. I don't know.
Well, he better start singing better. That's all I have to say cuz his
they haven't shown him singing, have they?
No. Like right at the beginning. His Instagram, he's pretty bad.
Oh, that's
too bad. He's like, money can't buy you class.
That's hilarious.
Money can't buy you class. that's my favorite part of the season so far.
That New York season has been good. Every week. That's awesome.
Life is not a cabaret. I want a t-shirt that says that.
I think we should make some.
Life is not a cabaret.
Well, one thing Sonya did, she did tell Heather McDonald was like, I've done cabaret. We've all done cabaret. I don't know why she thinks she's the only one who's done cabaret.
We've all done cabaret.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Right. Well, I think we should talk. No, you know.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram, Lindsay R. Traha, and you can follow mom at Traha Home. I'll just go ahead and say it for you because I know you're going to forget what it is.
I know. I never know.
And I appreciate your copycat stories today.
That's become my new obsession. My new obsession is to copy everything you do. I have been copying your nails. I have the same color.
Yeah. That's okay. The nicest form of flattery is copying.
You're going to like but it.
You cut the cucumber way better than I did.
Well, I have a little more experience.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed. I watched it and I was like, dang, that was good.
I'm going to cut an apple tomorrow. Take some notes.
Okay.
Or maybe I'll make macaroni and cheese. Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Sound. Oh, yeah. Squish, squish.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, thanks for listening. Subscribe, share it with your friends. I hope our one viewer enjoys this.
She will.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.